That is. The Feet of the Commandments.
Nice.
Thank you.
Wait, where are you going?
Only angels see it. Isn't that strange?
Maybe up at the end, second floor. You're right.
Have a lovely day. Oh, second floor. Weird stuff. Seeing that pig makes me sick. Can you go elevator? Sir.
Good.
Good to see you.
Thanks. I'm here. Good to see you.
Looking for a fun-filled day?
Routine.
Routine? Is anybody in there? That?
McConnell.
Are you under the impression this is strictly a status call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. since it's...
Did you sign?
I did.
Have you checked if he's in there?
No, but I was here when he unlocked the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wish somebody would drop a case.
How was Greg?
Fine.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
That's my message I heard back up from the hearing.
All right.
Okay.
Wonder if he'll be coming.
Mr. Yule?
Yeah.
Good.
It's a lot of nature stuff, right? Old city of Brooklyn, because it's a farm interest. It's a totally preserved life. Renaissance here, old city.
I don't see Rose here either. Oh, there he is.
Where'd you find it? On Miami or?
Oh, no, we dropped our son off at soccer camp. He went to Manchester, he went to soccer camp.
All right.
Because this is the second year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, it's like a kind of soccer.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Okay.
Well, Peter, you wouldn't mind if Candace borrows a sheet or two of that, would you?
What?
Would you mind if Candace borrows a sheet or two? She forgot her pads. He's a man after your heart.
There you go.
So,
yeah,
let's go.
We've
got
it. I haven't heard from you in a while, so I see you. No news. No news, I assume.
No news. No news.
It's just no news at the time.
Have you heard anything about this? Because we had a hearing and Judge Cole was like, you know, he represents my wife, I'm not sure everybody's okay with that.
Okay.
And I, about 2 months later, he doesn't keep himself from talking.
Are you there?
I would think so, the whole thing was...
I have no interest in getting it all.
Something about money.
I really like it. Cooper's not on it. We've had some defenses in front of you.
Hey, Dark.
Good luck. Really? Let's take neutral.
What's up, man?
I can't stay off. You're a crowd. Good man.
You what?
I said I'm rejected.
That's why I'm just coming up here. No, we're two.
That's my
set. Yeah. I'm not here on Thursday. But we're flying clear, so. Hey, how's it going, man?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Jumped up.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because I was
Well, they're all. Yeah, they're all friends, though. Where's Brian? Any word from Brian?
What?
Any
that
word?
Was him on the phone.
Oh, okay. What did he say?
He's in the parking
lot. Oh, good. I'm on limited tight time today.
The other probate judge here is Krista Marks.
Yeah, I have a problem with her, too.
I like her.
I got a big problem with her.
She
can't hear the case.
She removed a personal representative that I thought was doing wrong. Separate hearing, she appointed the person I asked to be appointed.
She's married to Judge Joseph Marks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't hear it. Okay. Tickton sounding better.
Tickton's awful.
Awful?
Awful.
We've heard that. Since she just started?
I've been in front of her.
Already?
Ooh.
What do you think of him?
Huh?
What do you think of this guy?
Well, Ryan here?
Yeah.
He's running a few minutes late?
He's on his way. When he was in South County, he had a fairly good reputation. I haven't been in front of him all that much. I've never been in front of him since he's been up here. But I know in South County, everybody gave a party when he left. This was maybe 4 years ago now, maybe more. But he's known as a collegial judge, but at the same time, a relatively no-nonsense judge. So he'll schedule hearings to get things done, I would think.
You know, I talked to Bill yesterday. He said, you know, we don't stand a snowball's chance in hell in the federal court, in your mind.
Well, there's, when we get to federal court, is a petition for removal, and there's no grounds legally to remove any of this to federal court.
Okay. Are you talking the probate cases or the trust cases?
Both.
Are the trust cases civil cases versus probate?
They're all civil cases.
They are?
Yes. Okay, as opposed to criminal cases. So the courts are divided into civil or criminal. Anything that's not criminal is civil, whether it's family, probate, guardianship.
But some of it falls under probate court, like that goes to the probate exception, right?
That's still
civil. Okay. But then those, the states are part of the probate exception?
It's not an exception. Federal jurisdiction is very specific as to what the federal courts can hear and can't hear. Because although Obama and his people don't understand this, notwithstanding the fact that he was a so-called constitutional lawyer, all power resides with the states.
Constitutional. He was the head of the Harvard Review.
Yeah, he's the head of the bullshit. All power resides with the states unless specifically enacted by constitution or statute that somehow the feds should be involved in this.
the federal court system enacted by Congress specifically states what cases federal courts can and cannot hear.
Right.
You don't automatically get there.
Right.
States have first crack at everything.
Right.
You can go to state court with a case that could otherwise be in federal court, but you can't go to federal court
first.
That would otherwise be in state court unless you meet the specific requirements. Now, if the case is filed in state court and there are grounds for it to be in federal court, and you file a petition for removal, and you have to allege certain things, diversity of citizenship,
right,
on the federal
question. Right. Well, that's where I was heading, the federal questions.
Face, and I don't see it.
Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
See you.
Hello.
Good morning, Peter. Sir.
Good to see you. Do we have a judge?
Yeah.
Think.
Do we have a bailiff?
Hi.
Let's go.
I hope so. Honey. Sure. Oops, what happened there from here? Yeah, what you do, you put you in jail. What? Oh, it's all related. Here. Here's your phone.
There's multiple cuts. Yeah,
everyone's a side. Everyone's their own side. It's a double-sided helix.
Come on. You're making the home payments. I see that right now.
I'm going to take up all the time.
Those kids are going to private school. Good work, Brian.
How you doing?
It's a motion to withdraw, Your Honor, but there may be some questions, so I'd like to defer to the end.
All right. The end it is. Then there's something called Sarkozy.
Sarkozy, Your Honor.
Sarkozy. Okay. What's going on, Sarkozy?
This should be an easy one.
Easy.
Looks like you got some real nice ones coming up.
After you, sir. Are you coming up?
What do I have to do? That's right. All we wanted to do today, Your Honor, was to get some time. Obviously, it's not a subject for motion panel. We already called status conference. The burden thing matters. I mean, total here. It's two estates with two parents, trust matters, probate matters, a number of motions involved in each one with several complaints that are pending. Okay. It's quite a lot, which I'm the first representative, except the first representative, Simon Bernstein, state only. And I'll let everyone else start reading themselves.
Well, let me ask you all this. I don't even need to know all those things.
Yes, sir.
So what do you need me to do for a case management conference? You're here today to ask me to schedule something?
Yeah, a case management conference.
All right. How big a one do you need? Half hour?
I think an hour and a half is my estimate. There's about 20 matters, Your Honor, that I've sort of isolated.
Well, and so the thing that I'll do at the case management conference is figure out how to attack the stack of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, I won't take an hour and a half. How about you, sir?
That's fine.
I think we'll all be able to adjourn early, go downstairs and get a Coke out of the machine, and with the extra time that we won't need.
Okay.
So, let me see if that was... So how soon do you all want to case manager conference?
Your Honor, I'm going to be out of town for a pre-planned vacation for 2 weeks starting on the 1st, so I could send someone else.
We're not sending any, that's bad.
Okay.
But I'm going out of town for a pre-planned vacation. So when would you all like a case manager conference?
Yes? Can I object to this?
To what?
To setting this at this time, because we have the case before the Florida Supreme Court.
Okay,
and it,
well, we'll talk about that at the case management
conference. Okay.
Right, I think that the week of the 17th was available for everybody.
Which
month? August.
Well, that won't work for me. So,
follow
that point, I've got some time. I got some time at 3 o'clock on Monday, August 24th. Does that work for everybody?
It's going to work for us.
Take my daughter to college.
All right.
This for the 24th and 25th. I'm available.
Okay.
And the 26th, the rest of that month.
Okay. Well, let's do that. How about 3 o'clock on Thursday, August 27th?
That's no good for me, Your Honor.
Okay.
Well,
okay. Tell you what. I made my best shot.
Yes.
And Alex is an expert at this. So you all get together and decide what days you've all got free. Since you moved for it, you'll be the one in charge of everything, all of the stuff, and sending out the notices. You get the dates and the time from Alex. And will that work for everybody?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, and as to the objection, because the Supreme Court's doing something, we'll talk about that in the case management conference.
Just to clarify for the record, so we're not going to have hearing on any of the pending motions, you're just going to have...
Yeah, I'm going to have you tell me all the stuff you were going to tell me today,
okay.
But I don't have the time. And then we'll also see what's pending. We're going to make go away first. The only thing I know how to do when you get a stack of cases like this is you find what's the easiest thing. Attack the sick and the wounded first. Work your way down and then do the hard ones eventually.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I'll try to organize if you guys don't have a better idea.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks. Good luck. Alex, I think you have the date on this call with some valid cooperative
date. Thank you. So we'll go out in the hallway, Judge, and start.
Okay, great. Brown estate? And we also have the trust.
We got a flight. Just so you can't get, we have a check our schedule. We've got to check our, we don't have our calendar. So can we do this?
We will call it until, let's just try to arrive at a date among ourselves and then just stand by.
Well, I'm going to object to all this because of the Supreme Court issues. So I don't even really want to schedule, I'll just put in my objections.
Okay.
Right.
No problem.
Okay.
I just didn't want you to...
I mean, we got stuff going at the federal level, all kinds of stuff happening, so.
All right, did you want to hear about at least tentative? I'll call you.
You guys do what you got to do.
Okay.
Okay, right. Let me know.
Okay,
thanks. Peace out. That guy gives me just the blech. The blech. That guy's a dick. Goodbye. Hit your buttons, darling. Good, let them all go put their things together, and then we'll just object. start on your phone. Take mine.
So you miss what they're like saying.
Yeah, oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to agree to anything with any of them.
I just told you you can't get it.
He what?
I need to say you can't get it to the federal.
Yeah, Kevin, other people don't agree with him. He said, yeah, it has to be a federal question, I